Travels of Mary Ward. And here is Mary Ward back for another neighborly visit with the friendly greetings of Montgomery Ward. Now let's get out the catalog and join our friends in Mary's office. Jane and Don are alone talking. Here they are.
Gee, I like April.
So do I. It makes me kind of lazy, though.
Yeah, I'd say. Boy, things are getting pretty in the country. Green grass and birds singing. The creeks are all full and the squirrels are chattering in the woods. And...
Oh, how do you know they are?
Of course they are. Honest, Jane, wouldn't you like to knock off work this afternoon and go get my car and go riding out along a country road? Just ambling along as we please, you know, and see the leaves come out on the trees?
Will you shut up before I crown you with this paperweight?
Would you go, Jane? Would you, if you could?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, say you would, Jane, honest. If we can't go this afternoon, maybe we could go some other day. If I can fix it up, will you go? My car's in good shape. It purrs like a kitten. I just had it all gone over.
Say, I can have a pretty good time without a car. I managed to, anyway. Why, some of the nicest boys I know haven't got cars.
Say, why are you always throwing it up to me because I have a car? I can't help it if I have a car, can I?
No, but I just want you to know it doesn't make any difference to me about a man having a car. If I like them, I like them without a car. And if I don't like them, a car doesn't make any difference.
All right, all right. I'll run the darn thing over a bluff somewhere if you say so. Well, I will. Ever since you've gone keen on that horseback riding guy, you've thrown it up to me all the time about my having a car. Gosh, I've always had a car.
Sure you have. You've always had a lot of things, it seems to me.
Oh, listen, Jane. I didn't start this to have a row with you. Let's don't fuss. Not on the second day of April, anyway. That's better. But listen, you haven't answered me. If I can fix it, would you go riding with me out in the country?
Well, I'll see.
Good. It's settled.
Is it? Well, that's fine. Now maybe we can get to work.
Oh, Miss Ward, what do you say about...
Oh, ladies first, Donald.
Oh, darn.
What was it, Jane?
Well, I was just going to say that people certainly have been listening to you when you talked about sewing machines the other day.
Well, I hope they were.
Well, people always listen to Miss Ward. Well, don't you know that there isn't a woman in the United States, in the world, whose word people rely on or who stands higher, I mean as high, as our own Mary Ward in the hearts of...
I was just waiting for you to run down, Donald. And if you're wanting to get off to take Jane riding this afternoon, the answer is no.
Well, it's all gone. How'd you guess it, Miss Ward?
Huh? Well, it may surprise you. But you see, Donald, it isn't the first April it's ever been. It's the first time the grass has been green in the spring and the birds have sung. And the breezes and the brooks have done the things they're supposed to do in April.
No, I suppose not.
No, indeed. They were doing the very same thing when I was 19 and 24.
But you did like to get away and go for a ride.
Yes, yes, indeed. A horse and buggy did very well, I assure you.
Better, much better. I've heard all about that. How you could wrap the lines around the... What was it?
What's that?
Uh-oh, so you do know. I got you that time.
Miss Ward, we'd better write a letter, don't you think?
Yes, I think so.
Letters. I see them in my dreams. I'll bet a dollar bill. If I'd propose to Jane, she'd say, let's write a letter.
Maybe that wouldn't be a bad idea for her, that.
Well, I'll go over here and get to work. But I haven't given up. No, indeed, I haven't.
Well, it's spring in the office here today, anyway. I'm glad of that.
I know you are, Miss Ward. Things have been kind of gloomy for you here lately.
Well, in the spring, nothing can stay gloomy very long. Let's answer this.
All right. Miss Ward, aren't you going out on your travels anymore?
Why, fine.
Well, I don't want you to or anything like that.
Oh, that's right, Miss Ward. Say, I can drive. Let me take Bill's place.
Listen, you. I can drive a car as good as any man. I'm going along with Miss Ward if anybody does. Besides, she'll need a secretary worse than she will a driver this time of year.
What? With all the mud and the rains that we're sure to have? Well, you couldn't do it.
I could, too. I guess I'd have more help getting a car out of a mud hole than you would.
Say, quiet down, you two. Spring certainly is in the air today, and no mistake. Now then, for your information, I'll tell you that I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh.
Oh, Mr. Weaver has some things in his mind that he says he wants to talk over with me as soon as he can get around to it. I'm expecting to hear something any day now, and when I do, of course, I'll tell you.
Well, that settles it, I guess.
But I can thank you, too, for one thing. You reminded me of something I want to talk to our friends about, and I must do it right away. So, stand by.
Okay.
Hello there. This is Mary Ward, and how are you? I want to interrupt our series of talks on home dressmaking today to remind you of something. Remind you that life and the weather isn't all the sunshine and the time for dressing up. No, indeed. In the language of the poet, into each life some rain must fall, and the spring of the year is usually the time that it falls. So let's don't be like the Arkansas. You're You know, I never did believe that man lived in Arkansas. I'm sure I've seen him in every state in our union. Anyway, you remember how the traveler, coming by in a rainstorm and seeing the man's roof leaking, asked him why he didn't fix it. And the man said that when it was raining, as it was then, why, he couldn't fix it. And when it wasn't raining, why, the roof didn't need fixing. Now, don't let the weather this spring find us like that. Let's get ourselves a rainy day outfit. Now, do you know that you can be very attractive on a rainy day? Well, you certainly can, as well as protect your clothes. Let's see here now. Let's look in the catalog. Page 53. That's right, 53. Down on the lower half of the page, coats and capes of either rubber sheeting or oiled pure silk. Of course, oiled silk will last practically forever. But if you want something a little less expensive, there is a rubber sheeting cape for 74 cents, 65 cents, and 47 cents. Those prices are according to the length. The 74-cent one is 48 inches long. The 65-cent one for the little woman is 42 inches. And the 47-cent one is 30 inches long. That's intended primarily for girls of 6 to 14 years. But if you're as short as that, why, there's no reason at all why you shouldn't have that length. And now you may have it in blue, green, red, or white. Personally, I love a white rain cape some way. It always seems to me sort of luxurious. Now, next there's a cape with hood attached. No need to soil a hat with this one. Now, that one's made of pure oiled silk and in a number of colors and fits sizes 32 to 42 bust. The price of that one is $1.98. This oiled silk washes perfectly and it won't crack. And it comes in an envelope bag of the same material, and that's pretty handy, too. Because when you go out in the rain, you take the bag along with you. And if the sun comes out, take off your cape, fold it, and put it in the bag, and you'll find that the whole thing will go into the average size handbag out of your way. Then the same material is tailored into a coat. Coat with raglan sleeves and buttons and buttonholes. And the price of that one is $2.69 with matching envelope bag. Then next there's a translucent rubber umbrella with your initials on the handle and everything. A 16-rib enamel frame, all in color, for $2.85. That'll protect your hat and keep your makeup dry. Now then, we must have some rubbers. Let's turn to rubbers. Let's see, rubbers. Oh, here we are, page 113. A whole string of them across the page there, 54 cents to 89 cents a pair. Sleek, satin finish, you'll hardly know you have them on. Now you're all ready for a rainy day. Let the rain come. Go out in the rain. Be happy, knowing that you're looking even more attractive than ordinarily. Goodbye. Oh, wait. One more thing. Get Ward Super Twist Splash-Proof Hose. They won't water spot, you know. They're on page 76. That's really all now. Goodbye and good luck.
How to be beautiful on a rainy day. Boy, that's an idea.
Sounds to me like you'd be more beautiful. That's a tip I'm certainly going to take. Miss Ward, what color raincoat should I get? There's a lot of colors here.
Well, as I said, if you get the rubber sheeting cape, I like white. But if you get the translucent oil silk, I think it's a nice note for your wardrobe to have it the dominant color that you wear in other things. Like other accessories, it looks planned that way. And if you're thinking of going in for green this spring...
Oh, but I don't wear much green. I wear mostly brown.
Well, I know, but I just thought if you're going to change...
I see what you mean, Miss Ward. She is going to wear green. You bet she is. Shamrock green.
Don't you be so sure of yourself, Mr. McCarty.
All right, Jay. You ready now?
Yes, Miss Ward.
Dear Mrs. R., thank you for writing to me. I appreciate the fact that my talks on home sewing have interested you. And I am positive that if you start in earnest, you will have reason to be thankful many times. Your clothes will not cost you half as much, and you can have better and more unusual clothes at the same time that you're saving money. Children's clothes especially cost so little when made at home, and they do need so many. At the same time, you will be able to get materials which will not fade nor grow shoddy with the repeated washings they must have. Now about your sewing machine.
Do you want to catalog, Miss Ward?
Yes, please.
Here.
Yes, thanks. Let's see now, page 340. Here we are. 140. Since you say it would be more convenient for you to buy this machine on our monthly payment plan, and I assure you most of our machines are sold on these easy terms, then I urge you to buy a Damascus, a rotary model. Our Damascus sewing machine is one of the very finest machines made in America. It has every convenience that you can get on a machine, including the famous automatic thread tension, which instantly adjusts the thread to the thickness of the cloth automatically. So you never have to touch the tension and never have broken threads in sewing or puckered seams, no matter what your material is. It has an extra wide presser foot and double width cloth feet. This machine will do beautiful work. I advise the rotary model because our rotary action is the best made. Now, if you have ever seen a machine with a round bobbin which oscillates the same as a shuttle bobbin, please do not confuse that with Ward's rotary action machine. The round bobbin does not oscillate, but turns continuously in one direction only, staying in its place. This is the feature which eliminates all vibration from the machine and makes sewing on a rotary model such a fast and smooth operation. The difference in price on our monthly payment plan will not take you more than 2 additional months to pay, and then it will be yours for years and years, possibly for the rest of your life.
All right.
I shouldn't worry, if I were you, about not being able to buy an electric machine for the fact that you have no electricity at this time. If at any time electricity is installed or you move where there is electricity, you can always convert your machine into an electrically driven one by buying the little sewing machine motor down at the bottom of page 340 and having it attached to your machine. It works perfectly. I shall be so interested to know which machine you get. Yours sincerely, Mary Ward.
Is that all?
Yes, I wrote rather at length because I consider sewing machines so very important in the home.
Yes, I know you do.
And now I must go down and see some new materials which just came in. I'll be away a while. Now, don't you two get into a fight while I'm gone.
All right, okay.
We must seem awfully silly to Miss Ward, scrapping all the time.
Well, I'd like to quit, if you will. Gee, I thought last Sunday afternoon on the picnic we were going to be good friends after that. You kind of broke down and got a little bit human.
Well, it was so nice out there, outdoors and all that, and I had such a good time all day.
Gee, you look swell in those new culottes, Jane. Sport clothes just suit you, right down to the ground.
Oh, Don?
Yes?
I don't suppose Cliff got to wear his new suit after all.
No, I don't suppose he did. It's a rotten shame, the poor kid. Jane?
Yes?
Are you really going riding with that Jim every Sunday? Couldn't you go riding with me next Sunday? Oh, come on, Jane.
But I've already promised Jim. Why don't you take one of the girls you were with last Sunday, Stella or Barbara, and come along?
Oh, I don't want them. I want to go with you.
Well, you wouldn't want to come just with Jim and me, would you?
Horn in on another guy? Not on your life.
But there isn't anything between Jim and me. We're just friends, like we always were.
Honest?
Honest. Why, I played with Jim ever since we wore rompers.
Well, if you think he won't get sore.
Why, not a bit. We'll all three go. You'll like Jim.
Sure, I haven't anything against him. Only I hope he falls down and breaks a leg before Sunday so he can't go.
Oh, Don.
Well, it sounds like Jane is getting a little soft-hearted, doesn't it? Maybe spring weather's having its old effect after all. Now, folks, may I remind you again to drop Mary a line whenever she can be of any help to you. Your letter will receive her personal, confidential attention, and she'd be mighty happy to hear from you. And so another friendly human visit with Mary Ward, the neighborly representative of Montgomery Ward, is concluded. She will return again on Monday at this same time. Be sure to tune in.